Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Cirino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. Boy, the more the Steelers don't play on Sunday, the better it gets for them. That's not a slight on the Steelers, but how about it now? The bye week, the Steelers go into their bye week, they're in second place in the AFC North. They come out of the bye week in first place in the AFC North. And now here they are, they play on Thursday night. They win a big game against Carolina. They come out of that and come out of this Sunday now in second place in the AFC. And that big game against the Patriots now really does look like that is going to be for potentially second place in the AFC. Maybe even, you know, home field advantage. Remember, the Chiefs and the Rams will play on Monday Night Football next week. If the Rams were to win that game, the Chiefs go down to two losses, the Steelers could be still in play for home field advantage. That's what I want to take a look at today. You know, last we talked on Friday, doing the rapid reaction about that win over the Carolina Panthers, certainly a huge win, and thinking about over the weekend and revisiting it over the weekend, not diminished in any way. Again, that was a dominating Steeler performance against the Carolina Panthers. And, you know, if you're going to watch SportsCenter, if you're going to watch PTI, if you're going to watch a lot of the shows on ESPN, Fox Sports, a lot of the national media, you're going to hear about the Steelers talked about in that way, about the best teams in the NFL. They have certainly emerged now as a real threat in the AFC. And so I want to take a look today at where they sit in the AFC today and where they're going to sit, where they're likely to sit by the end of the year. You know, you got the Chiefs, you got the Patriots there. The Steelers are right there amongst them. They're right now, they're the number two seed. But I want to go through their schedule, go through the Patriots schedule, go through the Chiefs schedule. Let's talk about today, how likely it is the Steelers can get that bye week, potentially even home field advantage, or is the three seed kind of the best we can hope for right now, given how tough the Steelers schedule is down the stretch. We're going to do that today. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Tony Cirino. You can find more of this podcast by going to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, search Locked On Steelers, hit that subscribe button, and you will get your daily dose. You can follow me on Twitter at Steeler Country. You can like us on Facebook, search Locked On Steelers. You can like the Facebook page, or you can join the Facebook group, and you can now find us on Instagram at Locked On Steelers. And let's start today with some news and notes. Adam Schefter of ESPN reporting that Le'Veon Bell will not sign his franchise tag by Tuesday's 4 p.m. deadline, meaning that Le'Veon Bell will not return to the Pittsburgh Steelers. He will be ineligible to play in the 2018 season. His holdout will be for the entire year, and he will enter into 2019 free agency as an unrestricted free agent who can be franchise tagged for the third consecutive year, meaning that it would be quarterback money. So the Steelers will have a multitude of options they can go with in that time, and I'll talk about it at that time. But if Le'Veon's not showing up, I think this is the last time I'm really going to talk about Le'Veon on this podcast. This is James Conner's football team. This has been James Conner's football team. On the field, the Pittsburgh Steelers have not been affected by the loss of Le'Veon Bell. James Conner has been everything this team needed and more. He has been great as a runner. He has been great out of the backfield as a receiver. He has been great as a pass blocker when they've asked him to do so. And ultimately, Le'Veon Bell was going to be coming in if he returned as an insurance policy for if James Conner were to suffer some sort of sustained injury throughout the end of the year. But otherwise, you know, the only lasting legacy of Le'Veon Bell on the 2018 season is the distraction that he provided at the beginning of the year in not showing up and being deceitful in doing so. Otherwise, he opened the door for James Conner to emerge as one of the better running backs in the league, certainly a great young running back in this league. That is the legacy of 2018 for Le'Veon Bell. Again, he will enter into 2019 free agency as an unrestricted free agent. The Steelers cannot franchise tag him again unless they want to give him quarterback money. And we'll discuss that in February and March, when free agency is about to begin. Before we continue, I want to tell you guys about MyBookie. You know, just as important as who you're betting on is who you're betting with. And that's why this season, MyBookie is your best bet. They've been in business for years. They have great reviews online and their mobile site. Really easy to use. I use them every week. Love MyBookie. I know I've been doing the three-team teasers all year. I'm kind of off the three-team teaser now. I'm on to just betting the over in these big matchups, right? You look at that Steelers-Panthers game a week ago. The over-under in that game, 52.5. 52.5. The Steelers nearly put up the over by themselves in that football game. That was an easy win. You got this week's matchup, the huge matchup, by the way, on Monday Night Football. Chiefs-Rams, love that game. Cannot wait to watch that one. But the line on this one, or the over-under that I saw, was 63 or 63.5. 63. I mean, we talked about this. The average score between two top teams in the NFL right now is 38 to 30. And I haven't even worked in. I haven't done the math on how the Steelers game affects that. I mean, that was 52-21. These games are played in the high 60s. I mean, these games are played in the high 60s and 70s. 63.5 is really high. In fact, I think it's the highest over-under ever, and it's still not high enough. I'm still going to be betting the over on that one. Chiefs and Rams, that game's going to be played in the high 30s and 40s. There's just no doubt in my mind. If you guys want to join my bookie, they have in-game live betting, over-unders on fantasy points scored, and the most rewarding player perks in the business. If you join now, my bookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar if you use the promo code LOCKEDON. And if you wait until after 7 p.m., not only will they match your deposit dollar for dollar, they're going to give you an additional $25 of free play if you use the promo code LOCKEDON25. So visit my bookie online today. That's my bookie, MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON when creating your account to claim up to $1,000 in free play. And if you're willing to wait until after 7 p.m., you get that additional $25 of free play by using the promo code LOCKEDON25. You play, you win, you get paid. And then let's break down what happened this Sunday in the NFL. A very good weekend for the Pittsburgh Steelers, even though they didn't play. They didn't play on Sunday, but they had a very good weekend. And that's not a slight on the Steelers. Again, they did their business on Thursday night, beating the Carolina Panthers in convincing fashion. But this Sunday might have gone even better because they went into the weekend with a half-game lead in the AFC North and came out of the weekend with a game-and-a-half lead in the AFC North. They went into the weekend in third place in the AFC and looking kind of tenuous as if they could get the number two seed given their remaining schedule and given New England's remaining schedule. But they come out of this weekend now in second place, in place for a bye week in the playoffs. If the season were to end today, the Steelers would be the two seed in the AFC playoff and get that bye week. They're in very, very good position, especially in the AFC North, where I think the Bengals are in disarray at this point. You look at their last 4 weeks, they've lost 3 of 4, including that game against the Steelers. They got beat down by the Kansas City Chiefs in convincing fashion on Sunday Night Football a couple weeks ago, and then they lost on Sunday to the New Orleans Saints 51-14, got embarrassed at home. They went and fired their defensive coordinator. Marvin Lewis, the head coach, is now taking over as the defensive coordinator there in Cincinnati. It gives the Steelers a game and a half lead in the AFC North. And I don't want to say that this puts it to bed, that the Steelers are definitely going to win the AFC North now. You don't want to count your chickens and all that. But the Steelers have a game and a half lead, and the Bengals have some very losable games coming up. They still have to play the Chargers in LA. They still have to play the Steelers in Pittsburgh. And maybe that game at the end of the year won't matter. But if it does, you have to imagine the Steelers will take it to the Bengals, much like some of these good teams are beating the Bengals recently. So I think there's two losses for you right there. That means the best the Bengals can finish this year is 10-6. They're 5-4 currently. I think it's very likely, though, you look at the rest of their schedule. They have the Browns twice. They have the Ravens. They have the Broncos. They have the Raiders. It's not a tough schedule on paper, but can they lose one of those football games? I think almost assuredly they will lose one of those games, and that puts the Bengals down to 9-7, and that means the Steelers just have to get three more wins on the year to secure victory in the AFC North. And looking down their schedule, I mean, look, they've got some trap games. We'll go over the Steelers schedule here in a second, but I think three wins is, given how the Steelers are playing right now, only three wins from here on out would be kind of a catastrophic ending to the season. So, well, then I guess we should talk about Baltimore as well, because Baltimore's 4-5. I mean, they're not completely out of it. But look, you know, the reports in Baltimore a week ago were about would they fire John Harbaugh during the bye week. Now, those reports have kind of shifted, and it sounds like there's going to be a mutual parting of ways between the Baltimore Ravens and Pittsburgh and John Harbaugh after the season. So, sounds like those two sides are not in a good place right now. You also have these reports about Joe Flacco and his hip injury that he suffered against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's possible that Joe Flacco has played his last game as a starting quarterback. That game could have been against the Steelers. I mean, Lamar Jackson, if he takes over now because of this hip injury, does Flacco end up getting his job back at some point? You know, Lamar Jackson was drafted to be the eventual replacement to Joe Flacco, and with Lamar Jackson likely to start this Sunday, you have to wonder if they remove him in the second half of the year. And given that fact, you know, can the Ravens go the rest of their schedule and only lose one game and they have to essentially go 10-6. I find that very, very hard to believe as well. So again, the Steelers are in very, very good position to win the AFC North now, barring anything catastrophic happening between now and the end of the season. And that really takes us to, you know, where the Steelers are going to fit in the AFC picture as a whole. As I've been talking about since Thursday's game, I mean, the Steelers have definitely emerged now as a contender in the AFC, right up there with Kansas City and New England. There's no longer a tier one, tier two. The Steelers are a tier one football team, especially considering that loss that the New England Patriots took on Sunday to the Tennessee Titans. That was a convincing loss to the Titans. Like that's what happens though in 2018, right? When you have these teams who don't play defense and they're all about offense, offense, offense. When your offense no-shows against a team like Tennessee who can run, who can pass, I mean, they can be balanced offensively and they can move the football, and your offense no-shows, your defense isn't holding it in. You're not going to play a 24-21 style, our defense kept it in, our offense got going in the second half type of performance, right? I mean, we saw this from the Steelers earlier in the year, right? Go back to that first Baltimore meeting in Pittsburgh. The offense, you know, sputters, can't get going. The defense can't stop Baltimore. Baltimore gets out to a big lead early. And even though the Steelers offense did find some success in the second quarter, it was limited. They really couldn't get going in the second half, and the Steelers lose in kind of embarrassing fashion against the Baltimore Ravens. The same kind of thing happened on Sunday between the Patriots and Titans. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just 2018 at this point, with the lack of defense around the league. I don't think, and by the way, I don't think the Steelers are necessarily immune to that from this point forward, right? I know we're all very excited about where the Steelers defense is given their performance on Thursday night and how they've been playing over the past month. I'm not ready to anoint that defense yet as being completely back, right? It was a Thursday game. It was a short week. They did some good things. I'm not taking anything away from them. I just need to see more before I'm ready to truly believe in that Steeler defense. But when you watch the power rankings come out over the next couple days, you're going to see the Steelers right there above the Patriots. And I mean, that's just the nature of how power rankings work, right? Steelers win, Patriots lose, so Steelers pass Patriots, that kind of thing. But it does put the Steelers now in second place in the AFC. It puts them in the spot for a bye week. And a bye week would be huge in the AFC. The three seed has the toughest test, right? Because the three seed is going to have to go, and by that I mean the third best team out of Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and New England, right? Because those are the three best teams in the AFC. San Diego's in a tough spot because they can't win their division because of how good Kansas City is right now. And so they're likely to just kind of run through the rest of their schedule. I know they got the Rams coming up, but beyond that, their schedule is not very difficult outside of that game against the Rams, and they have the Chargers left as well. So the third seed is going to have to go on the road to the other two places, right? If it's Pittsburgh, then they have to go on the road to New England and then on the road to Kansas City in all likelihood, or vice versa, right? If it's New England, then they have to go on the road to Pittsburgh and then on the road to Kansas City. The three seed has the toughest road by far. You have to go on the road twice and win these games, you know, these kind of shootout style games. But the hardest road to me is whoever has to go to New England. You do not want to have to go to New England. As we've seen, as the Steelers saw 2 years ago, going into New England and trying to win a big playoff game against Tom Brady and that team, it's not easy in New England. In fact, I think they've only lost one time. Tom Brady's only lost one time at home in the playoffs. He just doesn't do it, right? They're so efficient. They're so good, especially offensively in those football games. And you look at the way 2018 is playing out, it's very likely to be a shootout, and you don't want to be playing Tom Brady and the New England Patriots in their house. You'd rather them be coming to Heinz Field. And so getting the two seed is going to be key. Now, the Steelers currently sit in the two seed, but they sit there by a half game. And so, you know, you look at the Steelers and the rest of their schedule, they got some losable games coming up, right? There's no doubt about it. The Steelers are not likely to go the rest of their schedule undefeated. So if things just kind of play out from here, yes, the Steelers would be the two seed, but that's not going to happen. The Steelers are definitely going to lose at some point along the way. And they got the Jaguars this Sunday. I know we think that's going to be an easy win, or we hope that's going to be an easy win, given where the Jaguars are right now, and they're not playing good football, and the Steelers are at the top of their game. But and add on to that, it's a revenge game, but it is in Jacksonville. It is a Jacksonville team that always plays the Steelers tough. These two have a history going all the way back to the AFC Central days when the Jaguars were an expansion team and they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. So the Jaguars always play the Steelers tough. Wouldn't be surprised if that were a closer game than expected. The Steelers are going to have to go on the road to the West Coast to play Denver, to play Oakland. those should be winnable games. But again, East Coast team going west, Steelers playing down to their opponent. Those games are the travel schedule from here. Gets very, very weird for the Steelers. You've got the Steelers going to Jacksonville, then out to Denver, then home to play the Chargers, then back out to Oakland on the West Coast, then back home to play the New England Patriots. That kind of East Coast, West Coast type schedule, I hate that. I've hated it since it came out back in April. I talked about this on the June podcast that we did, the review of the schedule. I hate this part of the schedule. I think this is the most dangerous part, because this kind of hopping back and forth, trap game, then five-star matchup, then trap game, then five-star matchup. You know, who knows what's going to happen over this next 4 or 5 game stretch. And so you have the Chargers, you have the Patriots in there, you've got the Saints in there as well. The Steelers are likely to lose at least one football game, but that's okay, because given the Patriots lost this week, the Steelers can afford to lose one game down the stretch, as long as that game is not to the New England Patriots. If the Steelers beat the Patriots, they can afford to lose to the Chargers or to lose to the Saints. Or if they were to win those two games, they could afford to lose one of the stupid ones. If they were to lose out in Oakland or they were to lose out in Denver, that would be okay. The Steelers could still get that 2 seed. A huge loss for the Patriots on Sunday, putting the Steelers in the 2 seed and giving them some leeway now. Again, as long as they beat the Patriots, and that's been the game that's been circled on everyone's calendar since the schedule was released. Right? We all knew week 15, Patriots coming to town. That is a must win. It was a must win last year. If the Steelers would have had home field advantage in the playoffs last year, how much would that have changed the Super Bowl run, the dynamic in the playoffs last year, if they had gotten home field advantage? We'll never know, but it's going to be huge again this year. It's likely not going to determine home field advantage. As I said, the Chiefs likely going to run away with that. The Steelers are not going to go 13-2-1, and even if they did, it would involve the Chiefs losing twice from here on out. I just don't see them losing twice or more going to the end of the schedule. And again, I don't see the Steelers going undefeated the rest of the way either. So that game likely between the Steelers and Patriots will be for the number 2 seed in the AFC. Still a humongous game. You know, it's going to determine where Steelers-Patriots is played in the playoffs. Is it going to be in New England or is it going to be in Pittsburgh? If it's in New England, it's a tall test, man. It's probably too tall for the Steelers. But if it's in Heinz Field, I like their chances. And then that means that the AFC Championship game will be played in Arrowhead against the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm not afraid of going to Kansas City and playing a game against that football team. I would like to see this Steeler team match up against the Chiefs one more time, especially in a playoff game where Andy Reid, you know, he gets that kind of Bill Cowher, I don't know what to do in the playoffs type thing. You know, he has some weird decision-making in the playoffs from him. It'll be Patrick Mahomes in a big AFC Championship game. I like the Steelers and this crew going into Kansas City. I would like that matchup very, very much. So this was a big Sunday for the Steelers, a big weekend for the Steelers, even though they didn't play. It put them in very prime position to win their division now and at least secure one home playoff game in the playoffs. And whether that's the bye week or not will likely come down to that game against the New England Patriots in week 15. All right, that'll do it for me today. Thank you all for listening. If you want to leave feedback, SteelerCountry@gmail.com is the email address. You can follow me on Twitter @SteelerCountry, and I'll be back tomorrow for more Locked On Steelers.